Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our next guest in the studio.
Who might actually also be at the Art Hunter event.
Yes, and the first one on the 29th.
What an incredible coincidence.
Yes.
And he used to be part of the Sunday Arts Magazine team until he ditched us.
and then you got a much lesser person in to take his place.
True.
Hi, nice to meet you.
who's our guest?
We've got John O'Hara, Australia's John O'Hara in the studio.
Hello. Hi, John. It's nice to be back here on a Sunday afternoon. It's a different energy than weekend breakfast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're a lot more casual.
It's just calmer. It feels like, you know, breakfast is fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's lovely to be back.
Now, you know, like you've had an extraordinary career, as Eve was saying, that she was impressed with your bio.
Yeah, off it's air. I had a little fangirl moment. it is incredible, though. You've done so much in, I think, what must be a very short amount of time.
23 years. No.
You must have started when you were like three, John.
No, yeah, I've been very fortunate. Melbourne particularly has been very good to me. I'm in West Aussie originally. And I came here 20-odd years ago and found it as my adult home, and I feel like the arts community very much embraced me. So I'm glad to be a part of it, and I realize how lucky I am because I know it's not always like that for everyone.
Yeah. And the thing is that during COVID, you were lucky enough to sneak back into Western Australia, and you're like all the actors were out of work here in Melbourne, and you were lucky enough to still be performing over in Perth, which is very fortunate.
Perth is I've just gotten back, and now no one can go there. It's been an incredible time for the local industry there because it has really prospered, and the local, because there is an industry there, but you know, they have a bit of a beef sometimes because there's so much interstate and international talent being brought across. So the local industry, and I know the local industry very well, you know, people have been able to really shine, and I hope that when all of this stuff goes away, that they still do embrace their local talent, because it is, I mean I sang with a big band at Christmas time at the concert hall over there, and those musicians are as good as any musicians I've ever sung with.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is a big talent pool here in Australia right this very moment. Mm. Now, we were telling Eve off air that when you were on Sunday Arts Magazine, you were really, you know, down in the dumps a couple of years back because you were auditioning for everything and you just wasn't pulling anything off, and you thought, I think I might give up this. You know, like it's that saga that you've got to go through, isn't it?
With and that's without a pandemic. Like, put a pandemic on top of that. It's really hard.
So it's a very chorus line. If you've ever seen chorus line people, that's what actors really go through.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, what happened?
Yeah, so I'd been going through this. I think as an actor, it's you go through transitions age-wise because really, you know, you have to fit into some. It's getting better, but somewhat of a box of what the casting brief needs from the actor playing the character. And I think age-wise, I was transitioning. I was too old to be young and too young to be old, and so I kept kind of getting close, but not quite. You know, in the pocket. And I was just having a bit of a downtime, and so I had been auditioning for months for the big new show that was coming to town at the time, School of Rock the musical, and for the role of Ned Schneebly. And it had been going well, but at the life of an actor, you know, I've got a callback, yes, good, they've cut a few people, but there's still, you know, 15 people up for the role at the end. So the odds are still stacked against you. And anyway, the theatre gods shone on me, and I was cast so as Ned. But because the School of Rock is an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, when you are cast in a principal role in an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, of course the Lord Lloyd Webber has to sign off on you. So
Whoa.
the there were videos sent across of my final audition, which we knew was happening. They didn't do it on the sneaky. And so you receive an invitation from the Lord in London saying, you know, we would love you to be a part of the Australian production.
Wow. Oh, incredible.
What did that mean to you, John? Are we, you know, like getting that, knowing that it came through him?
Well, you know, I mean, love him or hate him, and people do sit in either camp, I think. He's iconic, you know, the same way that, and some people will, you know, break, I know people's hearts will break when I say this, the same way Sondheim is to our to our generation, you know, like he did change the face of what musical theatre could be, you know. So to have him say, yes, I think you're good and right, was a huge deal. Mm. And it had also been a really big goal of mine as a musical theatre performer to play a role in an original main stage production that came from either the West End or Broadway. And although I have done lots of musicals from there, I'd always been a replacement cast. So I was the first Ned Schneebly in Australia. And because COVID shut us down, the only. So I wear it like a badge of honour.
Now, but hold on. The drama didn't end there because you went into rehearsals. People, this story is awesome. You went into rehearsals and what happened?
I broke my knee. Yeah, I broke my knee quite dramatically. So
it's the only way to do it in musical theatre.
Literally at the foot of the producers, they were watching a run of the show. So Ned and Dewey Finn have a duet in Act One where they're jumping all over a couch, singing and dancing and stuff. But this couch is on an automation track, and it comes from the back of the stage and then it locks into position, and we had the set built for us, which is unheard of, at the Meat Market Studios in North Melbourne, because we had thousands of children in the show, and so they kind of built this set so the kids could get really used to it, and as part of that was this automation track, which we use for lots of different things, but this was our scene. And on the day of that rehearsal, the couch just didn't lock into position, and Brent Hill, who was playing Dewey, and I felt it not lock in the scene change, but we kept going because that's what you do. And when we got to this part of the song, I stepped up on the couch and it just went out from underneath me. And I was holding a guitar and I kind of spun in the air. And in an attempt to save the guitar, I broke my knee. So I actually didn't.
A worthy sacrifice.
I know. Yeah. They were like, the guitars are very expensive. And I was like, yeah, so is my knee. And so I didn't actually get to open the season in Melbourne. I had to have a full knee reconstruction.
Right. And then you went on tour to China, New Zealand, and then COVID came.
Yeah, we were in China on tour. We'd done the whole Australian tour, and then we went to China, and then we came back to Sydney. So we were in, and we were then, when COVID broke, we were in Sydney. So
we didn't go to New Zealand with it, no?
Oh, yeah, no, we went to New Zealand before that, and then we came back to Sydney to do a return, and they... yeah, but we'd been in China months before COVID broke, and then we were in Sydney and COVID broke, and we were like, oh, man, we've been in China. Like, it's not a big deal. It's fine. and then we never made it to Adelaide or Perth. We left one day thinking we would be back in a week.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's in the musical graveyard.
So they're stories that you're going to hear and many more when John is one of my guests on the Art Hunter Presents the Twilight Salon on the 29th of January.
Yeah, it's a week away. I've got to like narrow down my songs. I've got so many that I want to sing. I'm only allowed to do a few.
And you've got a keyboard player backing you as well. So it's all live. And we'll chat to you more about other things, because then you went off to Hobart just recently as well. We'll get to that.
I know. I got all the places that COVID never got to. Now it has.
Yeah. You were there just before all these places got COVID.
Yeah. Maybe I.
I mean, didn't you say you just came back from Perth?
And I went to a wet market. I did.
Now the truth comes out.
Stop talking.
just stop there. You might save these stories for the Art Hunter show as well. So thanks so much. We've been talking to John O'Hara, and he'll be
John's hanging around.
Yes, so we'll, yes, exactly. So we'll be back.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.